This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. A lot of Giants over the first 2 hours. If you've missed any of it, you could always rewind it on the free Odyssey app. I will play you my favorite moments because I did record our entire day at MetLife Stadium. My favorite moments of sitting next to Sean at a Giants 49ers game coming up this hour.
I even saw Sean yesterday.
Did you? Oh, you went by?
He came up to the press box.
Look at you.
I did. I had a little lay of the land. Mm-hmm. Saw Tiki, saw Schmelk doing a great job on that pregame show. It was great.
Very nice. I'm sorry I didn't see you, Tiki.
They wouldn't give you a press credential.
Yes, they wouldn't. And I got to hand it to Sean. I walked up to our seat, which I thought was a wonderful seat, 313 up at MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. Fifth row, which is really the first row. We were sitting on top of Carl Banks' name.
Right.
You could see everything. But what I really have to thank Sean about is when I showed up, and Loogie, I hope you're paying attention. When I showed up, Sean was waiting with chicken fingers and said, "This is for you."
Wow.
Didn't even ask me.
That's solid, Sean.
It was like a waiter service.
Was
just right
just
there.
Chicken fingers, or was it like a beverage?
Chicken fingers, fries, bottle of water. I know Evan. He's not looking to drink a tall boy in that spot. Mm. Boom. Had it sitting in Evan's seat. Here you go. Let's eat. Let's watch the game.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Were they cold because it took you forever to get there?
They were pretty hot. They were good. Okay. They were boiling.
Well done, Sean.
Well done.
The chicken fingers.
They were very solid chicken fingers, I must say. So really good job out of you. They were waiting for me. It took them about 30 seconds to bitch about the seats, though. They're very high. I don't know.
Had a very good seat for the game.
I don't know if I could see everything. I'm like, dude, it's just the best seat in the house.
Yet you didn't know what down it was on three different occasions because you couldn't see the scoreboard from up there.
No.
but bury that one, Evan, and blame that on me.
No, that's me. That's my own mental mistake.
Evan, did we know how much timeouts were left? Could we find that from how high up
that's a scoreboard thing. That has nothing to do with being too high up. That's locating where the timeout feature is on the MetLife Stadium scoreboard. That has nothing to do with being that high up.
Did I sit next to a 400-pound 49er fan and basically had to be moved into your lap?
Yeah. That did happen, yes.
Okay.
There wasn't a lot of leg room up there, to say the least. Just wasn't
because
a lot.
You're right on the wall.
Yeah.
And it's really squished together. So I'll admit, like, if you want me to critique sitting up in the 300s, mm-hmm. you don't have a lot of leg room.
But don't you sit in the 300s?
I do, but I sit first row, like true first row.
No, not fifth row. All right, there's four seats that are below the wall.
Correct. There's four rows at MetLife that are underneath where we were sitting. And when you sit first row, There's a good amount of leg room. Mm. When you sit fifth row, it's very squished. And the other thing that almost happened, I almost died because I got up once during this entire game, and that was to get another bottle of water early second half. And I wouldn't miss a play. I left during one of the TV timeouts. And as I get up, this giant older gentleman falls. He just collapses into my arms and this lady's arms next to me.
Was he all right?
I don't know. And I'm pushing his ass up. So I'm holding his ass in his legs. I apologize. I was getting handsy. I was trying to save him.
Right.
What was I supposed to do?
Was
he drunk?
He wasn't drunk. So I'm going to paint a better picture here because I got to observe this whole thing. It was one of the most insane things I've ever seen happen to, like, somebody I was with at a sporting event, like Evan. You usually see a fight from this or somebody gets drunk, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think this guy was drunk. I think, sadly, he was just very old and overweight. Evan stood up. This man tumbled into the row, and he's lucky that that railing was there. He pinned Evan against the railing to the point I had to wrap my arm around Evan to make sure Evan didn't fall down into rows 4, 3, 2, and 1. And as Evan is pinned, and he's trying to help him out. Over the wall?
Oh, jeez.
It was so tight. This guy's legs are caught in between Evan's chair. He has another man trying to lift him up. And Evan, after about, I would say, 65 seconds of trying to hold up and not fall over the wall, Evan starts yelping like a ferret. I'm not strong enough. I'm not strong enough. I need help. I need help. So now I panicked, and I got one leg up on this guy's leg. This guy's family's trying to lift him up. Evan, and it's not Evan's fault, Evan panicked. He got very nervous.
Hold on. Did my hands ever leave his carcass or legs?
No, you wanted to make sure he didn't fully fall in concrete. You were doing a good job. Right. You were ready to let go of the rope.
So don't.
What were you doing, Sean?
Watching.
No. I had one foot in this. I was protecting Evan from falling and flipping over the wall. Like, my arm was the barrier because that's how tight it was. There was too much pressure. There was no room to move.
You can't say I was panicking when I continued to try to save the man's life. What I was letting everyone know, especially security, is I'm not that strong. I can't keep doing this.
Right. Did you yell, I'm not strong enough in secession, like it was Omaha and Peyton Manning at the line?
Here's how I said it. You tell me
if
I was screaming.
If he would have fallen, he would have been okay, you know.
Would he have?
Because it was only into the force. It's like it's a short drop.
The problem is he was like a dead fish. Like offense. He couldn't find his bearings to like roll and flip himself over.
Also, he couldn't grasp onto anything. No. He had control of his body.
Basically, the top of like our seats were down the direct middle of his body, and he had his legs and arms like caught in between the seats. He couldn't move. Like, we had to physically pick his limbs up out of places like it was a Lego box.
And then when we finally got him up, I turned to Sean and said, I intended to go get water. Can I leave now? And Sean gave me permission. Like, yeah, you can go. You did your job. Yeah.
He had to go at that point. Also, I felt bad. The guy was embarrassed. And now, by the way, worst place to fall is in front of two radio guys. Because now
you know you're getting talked about.
Exactly.
Did he know you were WFA?
I don't think so.
Well, if he did, he wasn't going to let us know.
Well, was he a Giant fan?
That I couldn't tell.
Or a 49er fan?
He was dressed incognito. He was with Giant fans.
Oh, so
for sure.
So he probably was a Giant fan.
No, he's probably a Jet fan like myself.
Then security came. They all did the mustache face. They acted like they didn't know what happened.
Now, unfortunately,
was there a fight up here?
Yeah, exactly. No, it wasn't us.
So the way I did this is when I went to the game with Sean, I recorded the whole thing.
Yes.
Just because if there's a moment during the game I'd like to use on the radio, I'd have it available. During the moment of the man falling, like, you just can't hear anything. So for those that are like, well, why don't you play that? It's just, you can't hear anything. But I do have other things.
You were recording.
I did have it recording, yes. And then I would have needed, like,
I almost need to hear that.
The problem was he had the recording facing my seat, and if you had to tilt it the other way, it was facing, like, Evan's seat.
Yeah.
So that's why.
You just wouldn't hear anything.
Right. That's what we would hear.
But would you... Would you like to hear some of my favorite Sean Morash moments from MetLife Stadium?
Yes, let's hear these. Go ahead.
All right, we got so many options here. You want a serious one or you want a he's losing his mind one?
I want him is losing his mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I like to call catch the bleeping ball. This is after Theo Johnson's drop on third down.
Oh, God, man. Joe Shane thought he was Navarro, too.
You can only catch a ball on the five or in the end.
Jesus, man.
Is he worse or about the same or better than Evan Ingram?
I'm glad you should say that.
Oh, hold on. Would you like to hear clip number two? He went on.
Is still same. On Theo?
Yeah, this one paused a little bit, and this is where he actually invokes the name Evan Ingram.
He makes Evan Ingram look like he has blue on his hands.
don't worry. We'll get a non-aware color analyst come in here and do a game and say, oh, that's rare for Theo Johnson.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what he from Ingram. He's a really good tight end.
A few drives later.
By the way, that happened with Evan Ingram back in the day.
It did.
The analyst had no idea. That's rare for Evan Ingram to drop passes.
And I remember the analyst. I think it was Jonathan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Vilma.
Yes, it was definitely Vilma.
It was.
We were all like, huh?
Huh? That's exactly what he's known for.
Exactly.
I think it was a few drives later, Theo had another drop. This is the one in traffic in which I don't think he tried to use his hands.
It was the very next drive after Abdul Carter's fumble pick, whatever it was.
Here's right. More ranting on Theo Johnson.
I'd sit this loser for the rest of the game. I don't give a flying that there are that many people around me.
He's got to make that play.
Catch the ball. He sucks so big.
All right, so if I remember this one.
Wouldn't stop me from upgrading tight end.
If I remember this one, was right after... Was this after the sack? Did Jackson Dart get sacked the play before?
He might have been.
Because they were all stops. They were basically stops to the line to gain. And Jackson Dart, I think he had just gotten sacked. And so he was scared of getting sacked again, getting hit again, because Marcus Bowe got beat really badly the first time. So he was locked in on Theo. He didn't look anywhere else, even though Wandell, or I think it may be Slayton, whoever it was in the slot, was wide open. But he was locked in. That's why he threw it. It was in double coverage, right?
Yes, double coverage.
He was locked in on Theo because he was scared of getting hit. He's like, I'm picking one of these guys, and it's you or bust. So go win. And he picked Theo. But if he had picked the guy in the slot, he probably would have won it.
Catch the ball.
That's
you're
that,
right.
By the way,
you're
that,
right,
by the way catch the ball. I only say that because that's what happens when your quarterback gets hit. A guy who has all season long as the starter now for four or five games, made the right decisions, starts predetermining the decision because he's scared of getting hit. That's why offensive line is so important.
Now, just so you know, and the audience knows, he wasn't a cursing, ranting machine the entire time. He actually made some very interesting points. Tiki Barber, would you like to hear an X's and O's critique from Sean Morash?
Yeah, let's.
So, no bleeping here. Yeah, we didn't need that at this one. This was straightforward, him saying, hey, Evan, I got an issue with a strategy Shane Bowen is using. Take a listen.
Bowen in this game, and this goes, they clearly didn't practice it all week. You're short all these corners. Your best corner is your nickel corner, Drew Phillips, who can play the outside and is your best tackler.
Yeah.
He should be playing on first and second down outside and then moving back instead of being off the field. They're just running to the outside.
Interesting.
What do you think of that one, T?
I mean, that's an interesting philosophy. I think you could probably employ that.
Yeah, well, my philosophy is my best players need to be on the field.
The challenge then becomes you have your now new nickel who has no idea what he's doing playing the nickel, trying to play nickel. It's just more, there's more, you're a linebacker. When you're the nickel cornerback is essentially a linebacker.
Right.
So now you have and run these responsibilities that some of these guys probably aren't willing to take on.
But he could go back to nickel in nickel situations. My issue was in the base defense.
They're base nickel.
But if you look how many plays, and you'll see this, how many plays was Drew Phillips off the field? He was off the field a ton. And
was
our first,
he?
This is what I noticed.
I didn't notice this in real time.
So I noticed it from our seats because it was so high up on the old 22.
Yeah.
This, I swear to you, I would not have noticed this on TV.
Is he hurt? Is he?
No, but look at his snap count. It was extremely down. Nobody pressed him. This. First and second down, they're in Corey Black and Banks, and they don't have a third corner on the field. And they were attacking. Kyle Shanahan was attacking those outside zone runs. Drew Phillips, his strength is actually not coverage.
Right.
It's coming up and making those tackles. They finally did it at one point early in the third quarter, and Drew Phillips blew up the play. So I just thought that was major malpractice to have Corey Black taking all those snaps that could have gone to Drew Phillips, who's not a rookie, who should be able to go flexible.
Now, unbelievable.
So what did they play with an extra safety?
Yeah, like they were going three safeties at times.
Mm. Now,
Flanagan Fowles was on the field.
You hear this high-level football discussion going on. Sean doesn't have this discussion without sitting in my seats upstairs. So apologize to the poors, as you like to call them.
The poors.
In 313.
I want to say to the poors, you see a lot of stuff you don't see on TV. That was a take I would not have had I been watching on TV.
Now, there's something else that Sean said. We'll call this cut number 7, Tommy, in which I think Sean actually nailed this to a T. And many may argue, oh, I knew it too at the time, but he called it before anybody else. Here is Sean Morash at MetLife Stadium announcing to the world, this is the fire everybody game. Take a listen.
For a lot of reasons, this might become the fire everybody game.
I think he's right. Because think about what everyone has said all day today.
Right.
It's the fire everybody game.
No, you were somewhat prophetic there. I see what they were doing. They were playing 5-2.
Okay.
So they had extra D linemen in.
So would you not have, I mean, you're the player, would you have not played your best tackler and run support on these running downs on the outside?
Yeah, but then you're taking a linebacker off. You're taking Kayvon or
No.
Or Brian Burns off the field.
I'm asking for him to play instead of Corey Black on those downs.
Oh, yes. 100%.
That's what I'm saying.
100%.
Take your 7th round corner that wasn't on the team
yes,
2 weeks
I,
ago
I
off
agree,
the field.
I agree with that. Because he just looked lost.
Yeah.
He looked like a rookie 6th round cornerback. Not knocking him, just the reality is he looked like a rookie 6th round cornerback.
Phillips is the best
right.
corner you have against the run, and you don't have him playing running downs and instead these inexperienced corners. That blew my mind yesterday.
I've just been told that we need more Sean Morash cursing, so our final clip is Sean Morash cursing out general manager Joe Shane.
At least you have a general manager built depth that can compete with injuries.
What did I say?
You called him a bleeping loser.
Sorry, Joe.
But your critique is fair. They got no depth at corner. Every time we sit here and we talk about the roster, right? They don't have the players. They don't have this. It does come back to the general manager who built the team. I mean, so
yeah.
Even though calling him a bleeping loser, probably a little too harsh.
But Tiki just said it. Tiki just said it. Every year when the injuries start with the Giants, what happens? The house of cards collapses.
Right.
The 49ers injuries start. They continue to find a way to stay in playoff races. That's on depth. That's on the general manager. Period. Stop.
Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Russ is in Connecticut. What's going on, Russ?
Thanks, Evan. Thanks, Tiki. First of all, prayers to Mr. John Mara on a complete and speedy recovery. We wish him the best.
That's absolutely.
And that's the most important thing is his health. I'm sure seeing planes overhead, seeing fans being in that 49ers home game, seen the way this team has played since the Denver loss, the Denver debacle. I think for his own health, he should get rid of Shane and Dable tomorrow, or at least before the Hard Knocks program starts, where it becomes even worse.
I forgot about that.
Are they doing Hard Knocks?
Yes,
yeah.
This season.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
They're so doing Thanksgiving. They start
because
filming.
It's the East. It's a division, right?
Yes, it's the whole division. Right. Boy,
that's actually going to turn into so Eagle heavy because the Giants stink.
No, but they're interesting.
Hold on. They stink.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels is out for the season because of a dislocated elbow, and the Cowboys can't find ways to win games.
Well, but there's a couple of questions to this. When did they start filming? Like, are they filming right now?
So the way I've watched all these in-season Hard Knocks, it picks up around Thanksgiving weekend, and you follow the teams from there far out, and you get basically nothing. Quick B-rolls on what happened throughout the season, but like the bread and butter in and outs every week is from that week forward.
So there is no historical.
No. And the reason they switch the divisions is it guarantees they know because at least the division winner at everything, you get to carry over Hard Knocks into the playoffs.
Yeah. The one thing is any decision on firing a coach or GM should not be based on a reality TV show's filming schedule.
Yeah, I agree.
That wouldn't make any sense. Let's go to Bill on Long Island. What's up, Bill?
Hey, I got a couple of points. Great show, first of all.
Appreciate it. What's up?
You like to do statistics. I'm just very curious about the fact that all these drop passes in the NFL, are there statistics to say whether or not wearing gloves versus not wearing gloves is better off?
Okay. That's a good question.
But I'm 58 years old. I play flag football since I'm 65. And I count on the fingers of two hands how many balls I dropped in my life that hit my hands or my chest. No exaggeration.
Right, but do you wear gloves?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
And so you never made it your crutch. That's the difference. When you wear gloves, it becomes a crutch because it's not easier, but it just makes it easier.
Right.
The ball will hit your hand and it'll stick. Like it just, instead of sliding through your hand, it hits and just slows down a little bit, which makes it easier to hold on to. So if you get used to never having the crutch, then you don't need them. And actually, it helps if it's a rainy day, because when you have gloves on a rainy day or any kind of damp day or it's too hot and you start sweating, they actually get slick.
Mm.
So you're better off just putting whatever tough skin stuff you put the tape on your leg. Just put that on your hands and keep your hands tackified, put dirt on it or something to make it better than gloves sometimes. That's interesting. I never thought about that.
Let's go to Seth in the Bronx. What's up, Seth?
Hey, guys. I want to go on an Ohtani deferred money rant, but I won't. I just wanted to relay a thing that happened over the weekend. So I go to my kid's piano recital, and I'm expecting to be bored out of my mind. And then this kid gets up there and starts playing, and I'm like, wow, this kid's really good. And I look at the program, the kid's name is Jack Robert. And I was like, that's how this kid's really good at the piano. Good for you.
Oh, you didn't say hi. I was at the recital. I saw my son play.
The Mets do suck. I thought, why bother you at the recital? You had your other kid on your shoulders. You had the whole family there. You looked like you were having a peaceful afternoon.
That's very nice.
You there. I figured I would have broadcast all of New York that your kid's talented.
That's very nice of you, Seth. I appreciate that. Jet did a wonderful job. He played piano at a recital. Everybody was dressed up in their Halloween outfits.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was a fun little, what day was that? Saturday afternoon?
What did he play?
I don't remember the name of the song. He put me on blast.
He's
above Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. He's past that. But I was trying to keep Spence from screaming.
You mess!
Yeah.
I won $1!
That was my whole job. Make sure that didn't occur at this wonderful piano recital. But appreciate the kind words. We're very proud of Jet. He's doing an excellent job. It's all about hard work, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, strumming the ivories as the piano is,
right.
Not easy. Not an easy job at all. But he's done a fantastic job.
Good for him.
Let's go to Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe. What's up, dude?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All
Thanks for taking the call.
Good.
So, look, guys, I just want to see what do you think is more likely to happen, all right? The Dodgers are 2-for-2 when it comes to spending crazy money that leads to a World Series. They got $1 billion deferred, yada, yada, yada. We know all the details, whatever. What's more likely to happen? Hal Steinbrenner decides to go dollar for dollar with the big bad Los Angeles Dodgers, because empirically it says, hey, it works out.
Right.
They've done it 2 years in a row. They've won two World Series. It works.
Evidence tells you.
All right. Or what? Because I'm taking the other one. What's the or, Gabe?
Of course, obviously it's the other one. Or is he more likely to lead Major League Baseball into a lockout, crying and demanding that these teams stop spending so much money like the Yankees have done since their inception?
I don't think Hal Steinbrenner, first of all, Hal doesn't want a lockout.
Right.
He can't.
Nobody wants a lockout because the lockout takes revenue out of their pockets because of the attendance issue.
I think some of the small market teams may not mind a lockout.
Right.
Because they feel the game is so broken. I think Hal Steinbrenner spends money. He spends a lot of money. But the Dodgers are making him look bad because they spend a lot more money.
Yeah, but the Blue Jays also spent a lot of money.
Yes, they did.
So I know we argue about parity in Major League Baseball, but it actually isn't really there. It's always a big market. We talk about teams that make the postseason usually from the Central. Well, this team made, the Brewers made the postseason. Okay, but somebody had to win the Central.
Well, but so, no, in fairness, here's why that's not completely fair. The Brewers finished with the best record in the National League.
I understand that.
So they did something over 162.
What happened?
They lost in the playoffs.
Exactly. When was a small market team last in the World Series?
How do you define a small market team? I mean, the Arizona Diamondbacks didn't have a huge payroll in 2023 when they got to the World Series.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I think that's an example.
There you go.
The Astros early on in their dynastic run didn't have the hugest payroll in the world.
Yeah, but they had a good farm.
The Tampa Bay Rays were in the faux 2020 World Series.
That one doesn't count.
And believe it or not, when the Mets were in the World Series in 2015, they were a small market team. All you got to just look at their payroll. I'm not being a jerk. Right. Like, that's the reality. I think this sport is driving towards a lockout, but I think the perspectives of every owner is very different. What should piss off Hal Steinbrenner and should piss off the LA Dodgers is they pay a tax. And you know what we get annoyed about as Americans? We're going to vote tomorrow. Tomorrow's election day. And I always tell people this. Local elections will impact your life more than the national elections. So as much as you're more motivated for a midterm or a presidential election, tomorrow's a big freaking deal. Mm-hmm. It's a big freaking deal if you live in New York City. It's a big freaking deal if you live where I live. Right. We're voting on mayors. We're voting on people who make decisions that impact you. But here's why I bring this up. You know what really annoys Americans? When your tax dollars are wasted, right? Get pissed off. Hey, I'm paying so much in taxes. What are you doing with it, right? We all get annoyed. We all can relate to that. How do you think Steve Cohen, Hal Steinbrenner, and the conglomerate in LA feel when they write a check for millions upon millions of dollars in taxes and they know that the small market teams are pocketing it?
Mm-hmm.
How do they feel?
Yeah.
So I want to remind all the small market crybabies out there that this is a two-way street.
Right. You are also getting paid for being a small market
team. And what are you doing with it?
Nothing.
Bingo.
Making money.
We'll get back to your calls in a minute. Plus, Aaron Glenn is back, and he's fighting with Jet reporters about who the starting quarterback is. If you've missed any of the show, just rewind it on the Odyssey app. Before we listen to Aaron Glenn fight with reporters, did you pick up on the oddest thing that we learned about Chris Collinsworth last night while watching the Washington Commanders get just destroyed by the Seattle Seahawks?
I did not. What did he say?
All right. I got to set this up.
Isn't this the second week in a row? Didn't he say something last week or 2 weeks ago? Something weird?
He probably did. Now I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, you remind me.
But now that you're saying that, that sounds right?
All I know is yesterday, the game is in the D.C. area, and they're showing the Lincoln Memorial. And upon showing the Lincoln Memorial, Chris Collinsworth reveals this about his father.
You know, that was my dad's name?
Honestly?
Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth.
Oh, is that right?
That is absolutely right.
Things America finds out on a Sunday night.
He's claiming his dad's name is Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth?
I mean, why would you say that if it's not? It has to be, doesn't it?
It feels like a lie.
Did you fact check this?
How am I fact checking it? I Google Abraham. You know what? Let me Google Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth. All right, here's what comes up.
Yes. Does last night's game come up?
I found a grave of a human being named Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth. He died in 2012. He was born in 1936. I don't know if it's the same guy, but I'm looking at a picture of a man named...
1936 he died?
No. He was born in 1936.
Oh, got it.
He died in 2012. He was born in Sayersville, McGuff County, Kentucky, And he died in Orlando, Florida. Is that his dad?
He won a 1958 basketball national championship as a member of the Kentucky Wildcats.
Wow.
He was a basketball player. Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth. They called him Abe.
Yeah. I'm reading a whole story about him now. And his son was Chris Collinsworth?
All these years with Chris Collinsworth, we don't know his dad is named Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth?
That's an amazing story.
How do you hold that from people? How does nobody know that? When you look at his wiki page, it usually gives you birth parents. Maybe his college bio has it, but his wiki bio doesn't have his parents' name.
Well, I think this is the first time anyone has ever discovered this. And, of course, he waits until a random showing of the Lincoln Memorial in the middle of a Commanders game. Like, I'm sure there were other opportunities for him to reveal this.
Doesn't he lead with that? I would lead every broadcast with that. Hi, I'm Chris Collinsworth. My father was Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth. Like, that is a lead.
No, you got to pause. My father was Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth.
Exactly.
As I'm reading his obituary. While at the University of Kentucky, Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth met his bride, Danetta Browning. Abe and Danetta had two sons, Greg, who is deceased, and Chris. So there is a Chris Collinsworth. It doesn't say anything about Chris.
Right.
But they had two sons, and one of them is Chris. So I guess it checks out. His dad's name was Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth.
And not for nothing, his dad only averaged 1.5 points per game on that Kentucky team.
Stop it.
A little overrated.
Stop it. Well, great story, Chris. I apologize for initially thinking that you were lying to us. Now, let's get to the head coach of the New York Jets. He reappeared. Say his name, and he will appear. And Aaron Glenn has appeared at his Monday press conference. And the first things first was, can we assume, Coach Glenn, that Justin Fields will be the starting quarterback on Sunday?
You know I'm not going to give you that answer, you know. So the thing is, you will find out soon who our starting quarterback could be. And Justin did a hell of a job against Cincinnati, but you know I'm going to keep that close to the vest.
So that's attempt number one. Attempt number two, and I cannot tell who this reporter is, but I really appreciated this. He starts to guilt Aaron Glenn by saying, what do you think it would look like if you didn't start Justin Fields, considering the way he played? Here's the question and Aaron's answer to that.
After the performance that Justin had the other day, he is not playing us this week.
Well, that is nothing for you to worry about, isn't it?
Well, I'm very worried, though, Aaron.
Well, you shouldn't be.
So now Aaron says, you shouldn't be worried about this. And here is a further back and forth between Aaron Glenn and Jet Beat reporters on who the heck the starting quarterback will be on Sunday.
I just want to go back to the quarterback thing again. So obviously you want to keep it secret for as long as possible for whatever, you know, competitive reasons. But I'm wondering, doesn't it help the quarterback's confidence when the coach comes out and says, you're my guy?
It helps the quarterback confidence when the player and the coach talk and they know who the guy is. Not that I'm telling it to you guys. That has nothing to do with the player's confidence.
So basically, are you kind of saying that, you know, whomever is going to start knows his status as he practices throughout the week this week?
And that'll be between me and the player.
Dude. He's being...
I don't understand why you guys keep doing it.
Well, AG, I'm just kind of curious.
It's really getting hilarious, too. What you guys could ask the same question, and I can give you the same answer.
I am just curious, though, AG, what is the competitive advantage or disadvantage for a team not knowing which of these two guys is playing?
My own reasons.
Glenn is a weird guy.
But you know what? He's laughing at it. It's like he's making it a joke.
Oh, he completely.
Which is hilarious because we all know who the starting quarterback is going to be. There's no way it is not Justin Fields unless there's something wrong with Justin Fields that we don't know about. But then he'd have to be on the injury report, and he's not on the injury report.
Right.
And so we know that Justin Fields is the starting quarterback. It's almost like by asking, he's just messing with you because you're asking.
Yeah, I'm no longer mad at him about this.
No,
I find it funny.
Not, especially because he's laughing at them. Like, are you going to keep asking the same question so I can keep answering the same way? And he's not getting mad about it. He's making light of it, which I think is the right way to handle it.
That's the key.
Because it's such an absurd assertion that Justin Fields is not going to be the starting quarterback.
I think the key to why I'm not, there are two things that are making me less annoyed. Number one, they won last week. Yeah. I mean, I can't ignore that. They're coming off a victory. You feel good. Number two, he's laughing about it the whole time.
Yeah.
This is almost like Aaron Glenn is running a bit on all of us.
Right. It's like everybody knows it's a joke, except for these people who are seriously asking these questions.
Yes. It's almost like Aaron Glenn is pranking Rich Cimini and Brian Costello 100%. And Mark Tancero.
100%.
And
ask me again. Mata, say it again.
I almost expected him to do that at some point. Like, come on. More quarterback questions. Ask me again. I dare you. And look, it is absurd. Because we know Justin Fields is the starter.
Yes.
The only thing I would ask Aaron Glenn, here's my follow-up, and maybe the reporters can use this if they want. Why are you doing this now as opposed to right away at the beginning of the season? You could have played this game all year.
Yeah.
You could have done this in training camp as opposed to immediately saying Justin Fields is the quarterback.
I think the only reason is because Justin Fields played so well. And that looked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Like the Justin Fields that you wanted. So prior to that, outside of game one, Justin Fields has not looked good. I mean, if you are Justin Fields, your confidence has to be shot. Like, dude, am I not good? Is this me? Or is like, what's going on? Why do I stink so bad? Why can't I get anything accomplished here? And so if Aaron Glenn is jockeying around with who's going to be the starter, it's even more confidence debilitating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but because he had that game, which then kind of justifies what we saw in week one, you know his confidence is there. He feels good about himself, Justin Fields. It's not like he's questioning whether or not he can play. He knows he can play.
I think the only potential negative is now when Justin Fields meets the media, he has to play the dance too. Yeah. I don't know. Am I the star? Yeah. He's got to play the same game. Unless he just outs Glenn by saying, no, I'm the guy. I'm starting.
I think he's coached up on this. I mean, you're 1-7.
right? So whatever.
Yeah.
Church it up.
Real quick, I asked you this question 5 days ago. I'm going to ask it again. Who's going to win more games, the New York Jets or the New York Giants?
I'm still going with the Giants.
Sean Morash, who's going to win more games, the New York Jets or the New York Giants?
I'm still going with the Giants, but not as confident as I was before.
Tommy, who's going to win more games, Jets or Giants?
Giants.
Okay. They're staying very firm. I respect that.
I just need to see one more time the Jets. I got to see them do it one more time.
Okay. Right now, they're separated by a half game.
The problem is the Giants may have already clinched.
If the Jets don't win another game. Ah, fair enough. 888-808-1019. Ron is in Jersey City. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. I know I got to talk quick because, Evan, I know you're going to hang up.
No, I'm not. In fact, I am going to give you 5 full minutes. Go.
You my man.
You can't talk for
first,
5 minutes.
I want to say.
I'm just kidding, Ron. Go ahead.
First, I want to say, Sean, I know you like those seats because I called Friday and told you those were really good seats to sit like in the first row, even though it's not. And then Evan and Sean, I agree with both of you guys about getting rid of everybody on the Giants staff. Everybody, including the GM and Tiki.
Can we keep Mike Groh? He was my quarterback in college, and I really like him.
I keep Carmen Brasillo, too.
Yeah, those two guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Tiki, I like those glasses.
Thank you.
And the other thing I want to say is, what kind of defense were the Giants in where Christian McCaffrey is coming from the backfield wide open with nobody around him within 10, 15 yards? Yeah, what the heck was that?
On that first touchdown, Ron, it was just a well-designed play. The Giants ran the same play, but the running back went front side. And so by alignment, when you're down in the tight red area, if you're playing man coverage like 49ers were doing, and I think the Giants were as well, the safety is going to be offset, even though it's man coverage. He's going to be offset to whatever side the running back is on. When the Giants ran it, Devin Singletary ran into the flat. The safety came right down on it, made a quick, easy tackle, picked up a yard. When the 49ers run it, safety is also plussed over to the same side as the running back. Chris McCaffrey goes into the line and then back out the back door. So the safety just loses him because you're looking for action. You're like, what's my guy? And he's already out the back door. You just lose him.
It was embarrassing. I mean, it's a great detailed explanation, but I'll tell you, watching it was so wide. Oh,
open.
My God. It was nobody within 15 feet of him for that easy touchdown. Chris in Seacliff, New York. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey, little gentleman. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Good.
Lugie, thanks for getting me on. So I just wanted to point something out to Sean. So now that we lost an hour and it gets dark at 4 o'clock, maybe instead of doing Cinco de Five-O, maybe you should do Cuatro de Four-O. And then we can lose that last one that's never really funny. just a suggestion.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks, Chris. Dynamite dropping.
That was my first point. But anyways, thanks. With the Giants, you know, I was sitting watching them a couple weeks ago. I'm like, wow, we got our quarterback. We got a running back. You know, Malik Stout. And I'm saying we're putting a team together. And I don't think it's the GM. I think it's the coach. I really believe, I mean, there was some really bumbly head moves that he made that were just, how do you do that? I'm not a coach in the NFL.
Yeah, but Chris, it's so obviously both. Look at the roster. Look at the corners. Like, let's just stick there. So, yes, they have injuries. Injuries are a part of football. We all understand it. Look at the injuries the Niners are dealing with. 7 of their 9 sacks they had as a team coming into the game yesterday weren't playing.
Right.
Think about that. They tacked on 2 more. So, roster-wise, your corners being a first-round draft pick bust who continuously quits on plays in Deontay Banks and another kid who you drafted in the 6th round who you just picked up off the practice squad of the crappy New York Jets after you drafted him and let him go, those are your starting corners. Mm. How is that not on the general manager?
Well, it's on the GM, but it's also, you know, on the player. The player's just not good enough, right? And it's not his fault. He's just not good enough.
But that goes back. It's like the chicken or the egg. You're right. They're not good enough.
I'm just rewatching this Christian McCaffrey touchdown. This is so genius. So they flop it over to Trips, and then they just basically run flood slants. So all 3 slants on the left side are just running across the field, basically arm in arm. And so Bobby Okereke, who's in man coverage on Chris McCaffrey, there's no way he can get through it.
So is there anything that Shane Bowen could have designed to combat that?
No.
It's undefendable?
Play zone. Play zone.
Oh, okay.
Instead of playing man. He's playing man coverage. So Bobby Okereke's got to run through three slants and three defenders running at him.
Mm.
And there's no way he can slip through. So Chris McCaffrey's wide open. Actually, unbelievable design.
Incredibly wide open.
Just design.
Milton in Brooklyn. What's up, Milton?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Milton?
Good.
Listen, I don't understand why they're not playing Gunnar Olszewski more. He's got the best hands on the team.
I mean, you're joking.
No, hold on.
You might be half joking.
Like, throwing dimes all over the field and nobody being able to catch it.
He's funny. I don't know if you were listening.
He had to wait for Collins and Darius Slayton to get injured for them to put him in. Wake up. You know what else, Tiki? He and Dard had great chemistry in the preseason.
Yeah, you're right.
They had a lot of completions in the preseason.
No, you're right about
that. Wake up, Dable.
I don't know if you were listening earlier, Milton, but I was talking about the guys that you see from some of these other teams. I was particularly talking about the Bengals because all three of those wide receivers, they hand catch the ball. Gunnar Olszewski hand caught that ball.
Right.
He didn't let it like get into his body because he was fearful that, oh, I'm going to get hit and I got to protect the ball. He snatched it out of the air and easily scored a touchdown. Your hands catch better than your body. I know that's a novel thing to tell you if you didn't know. Your hands catch better than your body.
Mm.
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling Sean. I'm not telling Loogie. Just saying. Your hands catch better than your body. Got it?
Are you making some innuendo? I don't understand.
No, just sending messages.
Oh, sending messages to the players. Because
there's a couple players who might need that message.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm listening to this, and I will tell you that when I have a catch in the backyard, my hands kind of sting if I use my hands. So I'd rather use my body.
You need gloves.
I do, or I need to be tougher.
Right.
I mean, one of the best answers, and I didn't cut this, I apologize, was Jackson Dart was asked after the sack in which the sack came from behind. It was a weird broken play, and he got hit literally from behind. I had no idea that pass rush was coming. And Jackson Dart, to his credit, didn't fumble. And I know that's a tiny bar, but I got to give him credit. I mean, he got lambasted like a Mack truck hit him.
Yeah, he got
crushed. He didn't know it was coming, and he held on to the ball. And so Jackson was asked after the game, how'd you do that? And he's like, I got strong hands. And I'm like, this guy's a badass. Because, oh, my God, but my hands would have fallen off my body if I got hit like that. I mean, that ball would have, and you know what? Forget me. I'm not a pro. Imagine Daniel Jones if he got hit like that.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Daniel Jones. By the way, that does remind me. It's 4:50 on a Monday. Do you know what that means?
What's that?
Do you know what 4:50 on a Monday means?
I don't know. Tell me.
It's our weekly pumpkin test. As you may recall, it was a while ago, but Sean Morash uttered this about Daniel Jones right here on WFAN. Take a listen.
Here's the truth. I think the last Daniel Jones defender left from the fan base, so I paid my dues with that. He's turning into a pumpkin. Let's be real.
Daniel Jones?
He will turn into a pumpkin.
So Sean said that, and a few weeks ago we played this, and I said, is he a pumpkin yet? And Sean had to argue. He's not. And I promised I'll bring this up every week, good or bad. Well, Daniel Jones is coming off what I'd like to call a very Daniel Jonesian game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, in which he threw three interceptions.
Three interceptions and had?
Two fumbles?
One, two, three fumbles.
Three fumbles?
Two of them lost.
Two lost.
Wow. So Daniel Jones was a part of five turnovers as they lost their second game of the year and lost
to
the Steelers.
They almost won.
Almost won anyway.
All right. They only lost by a seven.
So, pumpkin test. Hey, Sean Morash, is Daniel Jones a pumpkin?
Yes. In fact, only losing by seven and having that kind of Daniel Jones effort is even further backing my point of how good the team around him has been that they almost survived it. That was a pumpkin game.
Tiki Barber, is Daniel Jones a pumpkin?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Need one more.
Tommy Lugauer, is Daniel Jones a pumpkin?
Nope. That was even though I picked the Colts in our pick segment, I've been awful. That's a classic Mike Tomlin, their dogs at home, they're coming off a bad performance, and you got that Steeler, kind of defensive effort. I think that was more about the Steelers D than a bad, Daniel Jones pumpkin situation.
Yeah, I think that next week they're playing the Atlanta Falcons. It's one of those European games.
Mm.
Big pumpkin test. Big pumpkin test.
Right.
Because I think if he duds it up against the Atlanta Falcons, no offense to the Falcons, but if he duds it up to the Falcons going into the bye, I think big orange pumpkin.
One of those European games?
Yeah, one of those European games.
Where is the game?
I have no idea. Gotcha. It's at 9:30 a.m.
I believe Madrid.
No, that's where the Dolphins are.
Germany. No, the Giants are going to Germany next year, right?
Dolphins are in Madrid this year.
That's not public yet, Tiki, but yes.
You heard it here first. We'll put it in a promo. We'll air it all week.
Well, do you guys want to tell me where the game is?
It's in one of those European games. No, no, you know those games, Evan. Come on.
Tommy,
one of those European games.
You know the rules. If you're going to make fun of me for calling it a European game.
I just found it funny.
You got to have the answer on where in Europe it is. I clearly didn't know.
They're in Italy.
No, it's Berlin, Germany.
It's definitely not Italy.
Why not?
It's in Germany, which is ironic because the end of Daniel Jones with the Giants came in Germany.
So this is a real German pumpkin spot is what you're saying.
German. It's an Oktoberfest. It's an Oktoberfest game.
Yeah, but it's November.
But Oktoberfest bleeds into November in Germany.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's actually always Oktoberfest in Germany?
I think they always just drink beer.
You know, so Daniel Jones will attempt to not be the bratwurst out there.
Nice.
There it is.
I like that.
Yeah, this is a full pumpkin test. You're very quick to call him a pumpkin. I respect
it. He turned the ball over five times.
It's what? They're 7-2.
What have I told you? When the schedule gets stiffer, he will turn into a pumpkin. Yes, it was a schedule stiff test.
I get it, but if they go out and win 13 games... Even if he has some duds mixed in there, it's tough to say he's a complete pumpkin.
He's got to falter. It's got to be, you know, they finish the season 9-8. Or 10-7.
I don't think that's happening, so I don't think we're getting the pumpkin then. I just think on an individual basis, he's feasting on a bad schedule. And you get the full Daniel Jones right. He had good games with the Giants, too.
I'm just merely saying, to me,
I don't know if he had this many consecutive good games with the Giants.
Well, that's fair.
He didn't. He didn't put up numbers like this with the Giants. I'm just being fair that struggling in Germany against the Falcons would be a major pumpkin warning. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We've got a Cinco de Fivo coming up. And then we'll get back to your phone calls on the Giants and Jets at 888-808-1019. And yes, some thoughts on a classic seventh game of the World Series from Saturday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.